John chapter 1. I'm glad to see Grandma Lemley. God bless you, Grandma. If you look at John chapter 1, by the way, Brother Robert had a fly, I think, into Chicago this week, so pray for Rob. Will he be getting back Friday, Tony? Yeah, pray for Robert. Alrighty. John chapter 1, verse 44. Let's stand for the reading of God's Word. I want to bring a message tonight called, I Saw Thee. Well, I'm glad to see little Billy Turner here. I guess he's going to spend a week or so with Grandpa and Grandma. I'm glad. I love it when you're here, Bill. I like seeing all our kids. Amen. And John 1:44. Now Philip, you in John 1:44? Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael and said unto him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip said unto him, come and see. And by the way, that ought to be on the lips of all Christians. Come and see my Savior. Come and see my Savior. Jesus said, Jesus, verse 47, Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, said unto him, behold, an Israelite indeed in whom is no guile. Nathanael said unto him, whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, boy, Eddie, when I read this next couple of verses, it just captured my heart. Before that Philip called thee, when thou was under the fig tree, I saw thee. And that word, just those three words, captivated my heart, Grandma. He said, Philip, Nathanael, before Philip even talked to you, I saw thee. Man, what an amazing statement. I saw thee. Nathanael answered and said to him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, the King of Israel. Boy, that's all it took for him. He became a believer right then, didn't he? Jesus answered and said to him, because I said to thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. Eddie, I wonder heaven's so spectacular. We're going to be seeing so many things in heaven, Eddie. We're going to be going wild. Amen? He said to him, verily I say unto you, hereafter you shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Wow. I bet that was exciting to be there at that time. One day we'll be with them again for all eternity. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for letting us be here tonight. Lord, this is just a little thought that you put in yesterday. I was studying for another, teaching another thing, and I just saw this, and it just captivated my heart. And it blessed me. And Lord, like you blessed me, I pray you can be a blessing to the people. Help us, Father. Help us to be blessed as we gather around your word tonight. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You might be seated. How many are glad our God knows all? Amen. He said, Nathanael, I saw you under the fig tree. I was noticing Joseph's little boy is named Nathanael. Joseph, can I tell you something? Your God sees little Nathanael. Amen. And he said, Nathanael, I saw you underneath the fig tree way before Philip came to you. I'm glad God knows all. We have such a great God. He's able to do all things. Sometimes I think we forget how great He is. Sometimes I think we forget the resources that we have with our God. and how mighty and wonderful things He can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or even think. Nathanael was overwhelmed with Jesus. And notice verse 48 again. Before that Philip called thee, when thou was under the fig tree, I saw thee. Man, I love that verse. I saw thee. Question. And then after he said it to Nathanael, boy, Nathanael, man, he said, look at verse 49. He answered, Thou art the Son of God, the King of Israel. Man. He was taken up in awe, Rod. He was just overwhelmed with the greatness of Christ. I wonder, do we ever get overwhelmed with the greatness of Christ? We should. And I know that what does the Lord our God have to do to make us step back and say, wow, what a Savior. Because that's exactly what Nathanael did. He stood back and said, wow, what a Savior. I wonder what God has to do in my life. I wonder what God has to do in your life. I wonder what God has to do in the next other person's life to make them stop like Nathanael did and just all in excitement say, wow, wow, what a Savior. When we look at God's creation, I think about His creation, just the earth in its orbit spinning, my, on its axis. What keeps us from zipping away? Think about the mountains that He made and the streams and the rivers and the oceans and the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, the solar system, the human body, just the human body alone that God created. We ought to stare. Wow! Even the animal kingdom, we ought to step back and say, wow! God made them geese. They come back to where they're born every year. And when it gets cold, they fly to south to Florida. Them are pretty smart birds, amen? No wonder they have one. They even named one snow goose. You know, like we have snowbirds. You know, like Libby Jew and them would fly south for the winter. I'm going to tell you, we have a tremendous God. I mean, when you just step back and see the handiwork of God, anyone that has any kind of mind at all should stand in awe. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene. Amen? It should make us say, when we think about all these things that God has done, how great Thou art. Let's think just for a few moments how great our God is. Think about His supernatural birth in Bethlehem, born of a virgin. Amen? Think of His vicarious death on the cross of Calvary, being a substitute for your sins, for me, taking our place, taking our punishment, taking God's wrath, that we don't have to suffer. Amen? And to think that He would do it. He loved us when we didn't love Him. Here in his love, not that we love God, but that He loved us. And gave His Son to be a propitiation for our sins. And not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. That word propitiation means that act that Jesus did on the cross of Calvary. It satisfied an outraged holy God over sin. That's what that word means, propitiation. It's found in 1 John 2:2. And He's a propitiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. Then we think about His resurrection from the dead. Wow! Nobody ever raised from the grave. Not on their own power. Jesus raised from the grave. By the way, because He lives, I know I'm going to live. Because He lives, the songwriter said, I can face tomorrow. I brought a message this morning, Brother Rod. What if Jesus had not been born? And I went through a lot of scenarios. This world would be in bad shape if Jesus had not been born. And as Jimmy Samuel Dell was leaving, he said something. I was going to bring it out. I just didn't write it down. I thought about the night when I was preparing it. Can you imagine if Christ was not ever been born, Miss Mert? As wicked as America and the world is, how enthroned in evil would this world be? Because now you've got the Spirit of God, the children of God, the light holding back darkness. When we're taken out, that's when it's going to be unleashed, unbelievable. Can you believe the venom, the evil sin that would be so profound if Christ had never been born? Oh, that'd be terrifying, wouldn't it? How many with the preacher? I'll tell you, we ought to thank God. We ought to thank God for His greatness and His goodness, His love towards us. It should make us want to bow down on our knees and give thanks. We ought to be so moved to proclaim Him as Lord right away, just like Nathanael did in John 14:9. Listen, Nathanael was overwhelmed with the greatness of Christ. And all this that I saw thee, something so little for him. But so, hey, you saw me? You saw me? I was way off. You couldn't have saw. You saw me? Only God could look down and see me. Are you with me? Oh, I know that I'm going to read this to you in Philippians 2:9. In Philippians 2:9. Listen, he was ready to bow at his knee right then, Brother Carey. Nathanael, I'm telling you, was ready to bow at the Christ's knee right then. Did you know one day all people are going to bow at his knee? In Philippians 2:9, wherefore God has also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee, little Sydney, Wade's little girl, Christy's little, they got a little puppy dog. She wanted to name him Jesus, but they said, well, let's do this. Let's call him Jesus, which is Spanish for Jesus. So now they call him Jesus. And I was glad she cared enough about his name. Ready to, let me, in Philippians, his name, which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Of things in heaven, things in earth, I'm in Philippians 2, verse 10, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. I'm going to tell you right there, Nathanael was ready to, he was confessing, man, you are, you're the King of Israel, you're Lord of Lords, you're man, I'm putting my faith in you. You know what, Tommy, the whole world needs to see Christ like that. And we need to get excited and tell him, He is Lord. He is the King of Kings. He is the Prince of Peace. He is Emmanuel, God with us. Amen? His name is Wonderful, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. We need to let them know that. Notice in John 1:48, Nathanael, he says, Jesus said in John 1:48 to Nathanael, Nathanael, I saw thee. Man, those three words. I saw thee. I want you to know, Nathanael, I care about you. It was almost like when he said, I saw thee, he embraced him. He didn't, but it was almost like spiritually, he embraced him with the warmth of God. Because when he just said that, it opened up that man's heart to Christ. I wonder what God has to do to open our heart to Christ, to make us warm up to him. Listen, Jesus cares about you. You might not think it sometimes, but Jesus does care about you, and he's watching over you. To some, I think he would say, some of you even here, I think he would say, I saw you when you were crying the other night. I saw you crying. I want you to know I saw you, and I saw those tears. I saw you when you were having a bad day on the job the other day. I want you to know I was watching over you. When you're having that bad day. I saw you when you were sick and in bed with the flu and other problems. And I want you to know I saw you. I saw you as you sat in the hospital and saw others that was racked in pain and couldn't do anything about it. I want you to know that I saw you and I looked down and want you to know I love you. He saw you last week when you were so some of you were discouraged last week, and you might have been really thinking about quitting, giving up. Can I tell you, at that moment you were doing that, He was looking down from heaven, and He saw you. Bobby and I spent about 2.5 hours out on visitation yesterday. We had a great time. One of the people we were with was Mr. Wolf. And his wife's here tonight. I see her. God bless her heart. Mr. Wolf's in a real weakened condition. And I'd say you put him almost near critical. He's in bad shape. He's got a lot of major problems. He needs your prayers. And I want to tell Mrs. Wolf, I believe Jesus looked down and He saw you and Mr. Wolf. He saw you and Jim. Sometimes you might feel like you're all by yourself and no one cares. No one's concerned. But Jesus is. And He sees him. And He said to me, "Tom, I saw you." We were with Ella Morris yesterday and had a great time. Drinking coffee and eating cookies, amen. Spent about an hour with her and Steve, and Ella's taking those cancer treatments, and pretty soon within a few weeks, she's going to be getting radiation, and that's going to be real hard. And I'm concerned about that. That's really hard when you're struggling. Ella's not 25 years old anymore. Senior citizen. And I believe as she wages the battle against cancer, I know, although every time I see your Mama Dale, she's smiling and acting happy as can be. Always happy as we say when I was a kid, happy as a lark. But there's got to be some days when Mama just feels down. And God told me to tell her, "Hey Ella, I saw you the other night. I want you to know I care about you." He sees Carrie Koski trying to have a few more days before her baby's born. Trying to get well, just knows to the baby. Betty, your grandbaby would be okay. He sees Annie Saylor trying to recover from open heart surgery. I noted this. He sees Grandpa Lemley. And Grandma Lemley, as her body is breaking down and failing them sometimes. And he said, "Preacher, I want you to know. Tell him, preacher, I saw thee. You're not out of my sight. I know all about you. I haven't forsaken you. I care very much about you. You tell Grandma and Grandpa, I saw them." He sees Rosie, my wonderful wife, trying to take care of preacher and the church, and my kids and my grandkids, and that's a chore. Sometimes I wonder how she's going to make it. Sometimes she went last night to almost midnight, 11 o'clock, doing stuff, and I tell her, I said, "Sometimes you just got to tell some people no." It just keeps on going. And he saw her. He saw our teachers last week as they strove and strived to put something special in our students for education, for the things of God. Thank you, teachers, for striving for the cause of Christ. He saw you. He saw the bus workers today as they picked up the kids in the morning to bring them to church. He saw them get on the buses. He saw Eddie and Lizzie and all the bus workers and the van workers. He saw you. And he saw the hearts of your people and the joy of their being able to come to hear about Christ. He saw you that were lonely this week and hurting inside. He said, "Tom, I saw him. Yes, I saw the other night when you cried yourself to sleep. I saw you. I saw you when you're in darkness and depression." And by the way, he told me to tell you 1 Peter 5:7. To cast all your care upon Him. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. This is, even though this is one of the most exciting times of the year, Brother Brent, with Christmas, believe it or not, there's more depression, more suicides, and more down things because Satan hates us, because he hates the birth of Christ. He hates anything about Christ. And there'll be more attacks on people, Eddie, in the month of December than you ever in your ministry. You'll see, it's amazing. So many people get depressed during Christmas. Unbelievable. It's good to let them know, people, that Christ, He sees them and He loves them. Amen? I saw thee when you were driving down the road the other day, so discouraged. I saw thee when you thought no one cared about you. I saw thee when you were worried about finances and how to pay your bills and to buy Christmas gifts for your kids. I saw you in your concern. Jesus said, I saw you, but I want you to know one day you'll get to see me. I want you to look at this verse with me. I'm about ready to close. In 1 John, near the back of your Bible, chapter 3. Aren't you glad He can see us? One day we're going to get to see Him. If you look at 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. The Father, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know, I'm glad God's a no-so. Glad He's not a hope-so. There's no gambling with God. There's no shooting for the odds. No, it's a no-so with Christ. There's no lottery with God. God gives you a straight ticket, straight to heaven, and a straight assurance, and all his promises are sure. Beloved, now we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, and He will, we shall be like Him. For we that are saved, shall see Him. We shall see Him. We shall see Him. Right now, He sees us. Right now, He watches over us. But one day, we're going to see Him face to face. That's exciting. We're going to see Him as He is. Hallelujah. Boy, then we're going to be shouting like Nathaniel. Then we're going to be exuberant like Nathaniel. Then we're going to be taken up even beyond what Nathaniel was. Amen? Oh, He says, I want you to know, dear ones, I know that you're going through a lot of heartaches. But I want you to know, I see you. And one day, you will see me. He told me to tell you tonight. Preacher, tell him, I saw thee. And one day, in the near future, you're going to see me. And I want to quote to you Revelation 21:4. And God's going to wipe all tears from their eyes. And there should be no more sorrow, no more pain, no more death, for the former things are passed away. Hallelujah. Until it happens, though, keep going. Because even when you think He's not there, He is. And even when you drive down that road and you're depressed and discouraged and your heart's saddened, I want you to know He told me to tell you, I saw her. I saw her. He sees your little boy and your wonderful wife waiting to have their husband and daddy come home. He sees them. Aren't you so glad that He could be able to see you and all your heartache, and He cares? Tell them, preacher, they're not alone. I saw him. Boy, those words just grabbed my heart. I saw him.
I'm glad he sees me. I'm glad he saw me weeks ago when I was so depressed. I'm glad. Aren't you glad that you have a God that sees you? You tell him, preacher, I saw him. Jeannie Wilson, I saw him. Not to change the mood, but I saw her when she was going 100 miles an hour down the road. That didn't end going to the turnpike. He saw you. But he also saw you when you cared for Dakota so much. And he sees a lot more of that. And Eddie saw you when you're so discouraged. He said, let Eddie White know. I know sometimes he discouraged you, but let him know I saw him, and I really care about him. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray with all my heart that you'll come down and hug my people tonight. Love them from heaven. I know a lot of them got different battles in their life and different concerns and different kinds of stress. But let them know there's a God in heaven, a mighty great God in heaven that saw them and cares about them. Lord, I'm glad you saw us in our need way before the world began, that we were sinners lost. I'm glad you saw there was a need for Christ to come and die on Calvary's cross. You saw that we had a need of a Savior. And I'm thankful that you became our Savior. I'm glad you came to me when I could not come to you. I pray tonight, Father, you'll bless our people. Reach down from heaven. Put your arms around each one. Oh God, love them from heaven. Encourage them. Let them know you're right with them. I wonder, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, tonight, how many could say, Pastor, I know I'm sure I'm saved. I've asked Christ to save me. Could you raise that hand? I know if I died, I'd go to heaven. Thank you. You may put them down. Tonight, you might be here and you've been discouraged. And you say, Preacher, I've been going through a hard time. Would you pray for me? I just need God to keep. Yes, God bless you. Yes, sir, God bless you. Yes, I see the hand back there. God bless you. Pray for me. I'm going through a hard time right now. Yes, I see that. Yes, ma'am, I see that. God bless you. Yes, sir, I see that. God bless you. Include me in that prayer, preacher. Yes, ma'am, I see it. By the way, he saw you. He saw you yesterday, and he saw you today. And he told me to tell you, he loves you, and he cares about you. And he sees you and what you go through. Heavenly Father, I pray with all my heart. Tonight we could just reach up with love for Christ. Just rejoice like Nathaniel that he saw us. He saw us in our need, and he watches over us continually in our daily life. We'll praise you in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand. We'll sing a verse. If you'd like to come and pray for any reason, you just come. Thank you. preacher, I saw him. Tell him, preacher, I saw him when they didn't have a house to move in. Tell him, preacher, I saw him when their heart was so full of fear, I saw him. People are still praying. You want to come, you come. Sing one more verse, Dave. See him, Grandma. Yes, we are. It's going to be worth it. Yes, it will. Our eyes will behold him. Going to be exciting, isn't it? You know what? Let's get excited while we're here, even though we'll see him through the pages of his Bible. I'll see him through the Holy Spirit, because he glorifies Christ. I can see him through the work of people for the love of Christ. Amen. It's going to be exciting.
Amen.
I think he's almost there. I think it's so close to the rapture. Man, I can't wait. You kids are going to get excited. I know when we were kids, man, I want the rapture because I want to live the rest of my life. I'm going to tell you.